Sure, Felix McCarthy, he lived all alone on the top of a hill by the town of Athlone, and the pride of his heart was a battered trombone that he played in an elegant style all his own. And often I've heard me old grandfather say that long as he lived on St. Patrick's Day, the minute the dawn showed the first streak of gray, McCarthy would rise and this tune he would play. Potatoes and fishes make very good dishes St. Patrick's Day in the morning. With tootin' and blowin' he kept it a-goin', for the rest of the thing he was scornin'. And them that was lazy could never lie easy, but hopped out of bed at the warnin'. For who could be stayin' asleep with him playin'? And then when the boys had fallen for parade, McCarthy looked grand in his buttons and braid. And when he stepped out for to head the brigade, why, this was the beautiful tune that he played. Del. Fell. And the heel of McCarthy's boot marked the time of every toot, while the slide at each bass note seemed to slip half down his throat as he caught his breath be spelled. And fell. Now McCarthy, he lived to be wrinkled and lean, and he died one fine day playing wearing the grain. And they stole that old horn to a British spalpeen, and it bust when he tried to play God Save the Queen. But the night of St. Patrick's Day is in Athlone. Folks, dare not go by the old graveyard alone, for they say that McCarthy sits on his tombstone and plays this sad tune on a phantom trombone. The harp that once to Tara's hall that soul of music shed, now hangs as mute on Tara's walls as if that soul was dead. But all who've heard them lonesome keens that grim ghost has blown know well be Tara's harp, he means that battered old trombone.